The following is an AUFans.com production. War Eagle.
Touchdown, Auburn! Touchdown, Auburn!
Oh, yeah! War Eagle, baby! It is on! Woo!
This is Talking Tigers Football with Stan and Jay.
Somewhere.
Real Auburn fans bleed orange and blue. What about you? And now, your hosts, Stan Stevens and Jay Webb for AUFans.com.
Welcome and War Eagle, everybody. We are back live here in the to start the 2014 season for our Auburn Tigers. And you're listening to Talking Tigers this year with Stan and Jay. And I'll get right to the introduction here. Just to recap a little bit, we started this 3 years ago with my buddy Vic Heron. And after going 3-9 and 0-8 in the conference, we let Vic go because we pretty much determined that was the source of the losing. Just poor kidding Vic. You there, Vic. Last year, I decided to go solo. Vic had some other obligations, seriously, and so we went solo, and we got within 13 seconds of the national championship. And just in honor of that, we're going to pause just 13 seconds. Okay, that wasn't really 13 seconds, but you get the idea. Now, I am being joined this year by a good friend of mine for many years, a gentleman that is a professional voice actor. And so I thought between all my uhs and this Alabama accent, I would bring on a professional to help me out. Now, you can, if you need some professional voiceover work, seriously, you can go to voiceofjweb.com and check the man's work out. And, but without too much further ado, I want to introduce to you Jay Webb. Welcome to the program, Jay.
Well, I thank you very much. Of course, the first thing I'm trying to do is not say since you said you're going to try to cut that out. You know, cut out the uhs. So,
well, yes,
no uhs for me.
Well, and Jay, you know, if it's unlike your, I guess your regular video or your voiceover gigs. You can probably do some fixing of this this broadcast, but so this is going to be a little more pressure on you. So, and plus we're talking about our beloved Auburn Tigers.
War Eagle.
Now I got to tell you, Jay is new to the Auburn family. Last few years I kind of influenced him, but I got to tell you, folks. He's the real deal because the first year he started rooting for Auburn. Again, we went 3-9 and 0-8 in the conference. So I think he was talking to me about like this is why he gave up football years ago when his professional teams kind of laid an egg at the end of the year. So he was wondering what I brought him into. But last year we kind of redeemed ourselves a little bit, Jay. Mm-hmm. Going within 13 seconds of winning the national championship.
Yeah, excellent season.
Folks, I'm excited this year about this year, the 2014 edition of the Auburn Tigers. And we're going to talk about that here in just a minute. I'm glad you guys seriously are listening. And hopefully we're going to add a few features to our website where maybe, if you think you're smarter than me, take your best shot, send me a question.
Yeah.
Challenge something I've said. Now, the only thing you can't challenge is my predictions at the end of the show. I mean, the old 2020 hindsight deal. But they had a great spring, and, of course, they've had a great fall camp. Now, there has been a few little obstacles that we've had to overcome, and it's unfortunate that Jonathan Mincy and Nick Marshall both had some issues with marijuana. Coach Malzahn has already announced that neither of those guys will start against Arkansas. Now, I don't know, Jay, what that means. That could be one series. That could be a half. It might be three quarters. I don't know. Yeah. I think only Coach Malzahn and then I think the players know. But we had a major injury that we lost Carl Lawson, who was a preseason all-conference player, a pick, after playing last year and being all, you know, freshman All-American. He tore an ACL, and he's been rehabbing that. He's probably not going to play this year. So there's been, you know, a few injuries. Also, we lost Alex Kozan, a starting left guard. Now, we'd already lost Greg Robinson, a number two pick in the NFL draft. So that was going to be a hurdle to, you know, to replace a talent like Greg had. Then his battery mate on that side, Alex Kozan, injured himself in a weightlifting accident during the summer. So he's out. So, I mean, it's the fall camp, it's not been without some issues. But I think the last couple of weeks, there's been just a lot of enthusiasm. I think you can just tell that this is a very talented Auburn team. I think going into Saturday's game, we feel good about the, you know, the abilities that we have with our starters. Now, of course, we're playing the Arkansas Razorbacks, and there's been a lot of talk about opening up with a conference team. Mm-hmm. Even Coach Johnson, Ellis Johnson, our defensive coordinator, even mentioned that if, you know, left up to him, he wouldn't ever open up maybe with an SEC opponent, just because you really have to bring your A game the very first week. And, you know, there's an old saying in football that the most improvement is made from games one to games two. Well, we need that to be from the last week of practice to game one. Right. Because it's going to Arkansas is going to be tough. Now, there's been a lot of talk between Coach Bielema at Arkansas and Coach Malzahn. Coach Bielema kind of led this charge on the kind of trying to do away with the no huddle, hurry up, no huddle offense.
Yeah.
And Coach Bielema, who I think is probably a pretty good coach, he won three Big Ten titles, I think in a row at Wisconsin. Coach Bielema, pretty much, if it comes into his head, he seems to say it without it being run through much of a filter, much like we're doing here, Jay. I don't know that there is, they say, not a lot of love loss between these two coaches. And I look for Arkansas to be, you know, as prepared as they can be. Now, Arkansas is going to be a complete polar opposite of Auburn. They are going to try to line up and run it down Auburn's throat, control the clock, shorten the game, if you will. I would think Coach Bielema would love to have a 14 or 15 play drive that ended in a touchdown and take, you know, 6-7 minutes off a clock kind of thing. And honestly, Jay, their best chance of winning would be if Auburn beats itself. And I mean by that turnovers, penalties at inopportune times. And, you know, you say, well, when is ever there a good time to have a penalty? Well, there's one thing to have maybe a procedure penalty on first down and have first and 15 versus you score and there's a holding call and you lose the touchdown plus it's backed up, that kind of thing. So Auburn's got to eliminate, you know, they can't have fumbles. They can't have interceptions. Obviously, the first game, you're going to have some jitters. You're going to have some rust. I mean, honestly, it's been, what, since last January, since Auburn played. And of course, we'll be starting Jeremy Johnson, true sophomore. He does have a couple of games experience that he played last year.
And did really well.
And did extremely well. So, yeah. I don't know how long Jeremy's going to be in there. I think he's a good quarterback, would probably start for a lot of teams in the conference.
Well, what if he plays the whole game? What do you?
Well, I mean, that would be interesting. I do think, based on some things I've read from Coach Malzahn these last couple of days, that Nick will play. But I think Auburn wins with Jeremy Johnson. Now, if he's as good as we believe that he is, and I think even the coaches think that he is, I just don't think that's going to be the problem. And honestly, the most talented wide receiver Auburn's ever had, in my opinion, is right now. We've got, of course, Sammy Coates, who had a big year coming back. Williams goes by Duke Williams, the number one JUCO wide receiver last year, and he's been getting raves. Ricardo Lewis, who made the – you remember the – the quote unquote miraculous catch, you know, the miracle in Jordan Hare, as Rob Brown had called it. Just to name three guys right there. And then, I mean, we've got several other guys in the depth chart. I mean, receivers, if we don't throw the ball a lot more than last year, I'll be surprised. And that would only be as if we're able to run it, you know, down Arkansas's throat. So
I read where Malzahn was talking about how Marshall's throwing arm has gotten better and better and better, because he kind of came in last year as kind of a new guy, didn't really know the offense as well as he probably could have if he'd been there longer. And I understand that it had only been decided on to use him. He got that job like 2 weeks before the season opened.
That's right. Yeah, it was late because he was not there in the spring.
Yeah.
And the guys he was competing against were there in the spring. So he was late and it showed. I read somewhere where somebody was concerned that we might start out slow because we kind of started out slow with Cam. And we started out slow with Nick last year. Well, I don't think there's any coincidence that both of those guys were new. Neither one of those guys, not Cam Newton. Cam was there in the spring, but neither one of them had been under Malzahn's system very long and not in any live, live action.
Yeah.
Now here comes Nick along, and even Jeremy Johnson, who like I say, played last year. But Nick comes along, and he's a senior. Yeah, I mean, I think you see Auburn from the opening whistle running their full offense.
Yeah.
I think they realize that this Arkansas team, you give them any chance, and that's true just about with anybody, Jay. You give anybody an opening and let them hang around, and you got problems. So.
Yeah. And we're not going to surprise anybody this year.
No, you're right. And that 3-9 is gone, been replaced with 12-2, and defending SEC champions.
Yeah.
A little bit more about Arkansas. They lost several players last year. Now they do have a pair of really good running backs, and you're going to see a lot of those guys again Saturday. Now, Coach Bielema could shock the world if he came out maybe throwing it, because I think Auburn is really prepared to just line up, and man to man. See if they can stop that Arkansas run attack. But, we've got a new kicker this year, and I think people may not realize just how important Cody Parkey and Stephen Clark were. Stephen Clark put those punts out inside the opponent's, 20, 10, 15-yard line all season long.
Amazing.
And Cody Parkey, he was one of the leading kickers at putting the ball in the end zone, which now comes out, there's no return. Of course, it does come out to the 25. But, of course, this year we're going with a redshirt freshman, and right now he's going to handle both the punting and the kicking duties, Daniel Carlson. Yeah. So, this kid's talented, but he's never played, at this level. And so that makes you a little bit nervous if it comes down to a kick or something like that.
Yeah, if it's something really important.
So to recap what I think is going to happen Saturday, Jay, I think Auburn will come out ready to play. I don't think this will be your typical first game overlooking opponent, obviously. It's an SEC game. It's against an opponent that's given Auburn struggled with historically with Arkansas, and like I say, last year's game was even, I think, closer than the final score. So I think you're going to see Auburn ready to play. We'll have to see how long Jeremy Johnson goes, how much impact that is, how well he plays. I expect him to play well.
Yeah.
I think we'll miss Jonathan Mincy on defense until he gets back in the game. But, our defense for the first time in several years has got some we've got like seven seniors – up front, and so we've got a lot of leadership on defense. Like I said earlier in the broadcast, more receivers than I can ever remember at Auburn. Jeremy Johnson is a good thrower, so I wouldn't be surprised to see Auburn air it out the first quarter or so. But don't kid yourself. Corey Grant and Cameron Artis Payne, Jay, they can carry the bacon. These guys are good,
fast,
strong running backs. Rock Thomas, a true freshman, is getting a, and I'm on record as, I think that teams that have to play a lot of freshmen, there's usually a reason for that. And that's because their upperclassmen, some of their upperclassmen, are not as strong as they want them to be. But Rock Thomas, 5-star recruit by all reports this fall, has lived up to that billing. So, we're again, injuries are something, you don't know what's going to happen. Right. Penalties, turnovers, those are things that will beat Auburn, but those have not been characteristic of a Gus Malzahn coach team.
No reason to really expect a lot of that.
That's right. And so I think that the Tigers are going to roll. I think Arkansas will be better, and I think Arkansas probably will use up a lot of clock to shorten the game to some degree. But I'm still thinking – I'm picking Auburn 42 to – I'm going to say 21. And, I just think it'll be a good, solid first-week victory, and Auburn will they'll learn a lot about themselves.
Yeah. All right, well, we will see how it goes.
Yes, we will.
Yeah, all right. I can't wait to see the game and see how that prediction goes. Okay, so there's a lot of big games around the SEC.
Yes, yeah, this
so, is. Well, the big one starts Thursday with South Carolina going against Texas A&M.
That's right, yes.
What do you think is going to happen?
Well, Carolina hosts A&M, mm-hmm. so that's an advantage. A lot of people are picking the Gamecocks to win the East. Spurrier is he's won 11 games 3 seasons in a row. It's never happened at South Carolina until he got there.
Yeah.
Texas A&M, obviously we're going to find out how good Coach Sumlin is after Johnny Football has taken his wares to Cleveland. And we'll find out what kind of team. Now, A&M's defense last year was really their Achilles heel. They've got a lot of starters back from that defense. Now, you may say, well, that's maybe a good thing or a bad thing. Either these guys are quality players. They were very young, and they will be vastly improved, or A&M's just recruited some lousy defensive players.
Yeah.
I actually think that their defense will be a lot better, and A&M will be A&M's a talented team. That's going to be a well of a game. I'm going to go with the Gamecocks. South Carolina playing at home to win that game, though, Jay.
Okay. All right. How about LSU versus Wisconsin?
LSU, Wisconsin's, I think they're playing in Houston. That's not exactly Baton Rouge, but it's close enough that the LSU contingent will be strong there. Obviously, a lot further for Wisconsin to come down from Madison, Wisconsin. I think it's just going to be too much SEC talent, speed. Wisconsin's good. And they're well coached. Gary Anderson is their coach. But I think Les Miles, and it'll be interesting to see this new freshman sensation who's not taking a snap for LSU. That I think at the media days in Birmingham, he was voted second team all conference, and the guy's never stepped on the field. Fontenay, I think, is his name. But
yeah.
I'm going to have to go with LSU to knock off the Badgers.
Okay. Alabama versus West Virginia. What do you think?
Well, the Tide is the Tide. As long as Coach Saban is in Tuscaloosa, Alabama's going to be tough. He recruits better than anybody, and he coaches. I'm not going to make the same mistake that Coach Spurrier said and cast, disparaging look toward Coach Saban's coaching ability. I think he's probably as good as there is in the game at what he does. So it's going to be interesting to see. They've got a new offensive coordinator. Everybody knows Lane Kiffin. Mm-hmm. And it'll be interesting to see if they struggle at all, what kind of reaction, Coach Kiffin is met with. But Alabama's got great running backs, receivers. They got tons of talent on defense. I think they beat West Virginia going away. Now, I've told some of my Alabama buddies the key for the Tide, in my opinion, will be how well that offensive line plays. They lost a couple of guys up front. They had a center who I think would have probably been pretty good for them at transferred to Ohio State. And so to me, watch how Alabama handles their offensive line, handles the line of scrimmage. That's going to be the key for them. If they can create some seams for the running backs, they got T.J. Yeldon and Derrick Henry and even Kendrick Drake, who's an awesome player. So I think Alabama's going to probably be pretty tough, and I just don't see West Virginia. West Virginia's coming off like 4-8. I think the Tide, 21 or more points, goes away, runs away with that one.
Okay. All right. How about UGA and Clemson?
The Georgia Bulldogs. I think a lot of people are picking them to win the East, and in my mind, it's because of one guy, and that guy's name is Jeremy Pruitt. He was on Coach Saban's staff. He was a defensive coordinator at the hated Seminoles last year. And, you know, Florida State had one of the top defenses in the country. He's now at Georgia as their defensive coordinator, and they've got a lot of returning starters. I'll be shocked if Georgia's defense is not just vastly improved. They've got two of the better running backs in the conference, Todd Gurley and Keith Marshall. Pretty big offensive line, and they've got even some seasoned receivers back. If they're a senior quarterback, who now they lost Aaron Murray, their all world for the last 4 years quarterback, and the new guy Hudson Mason, I think is his name. He's a senior, and he will. I mean, a lot will depend on him. I think they'll beat Clemson and the Fighting Dabos. You know, it's between the hedges. You know, Clemson lost Todd Boyd and Sammy Watkins. Watkins was an early draft choice receiver for Clemson. So, with Jeremy Pruitt, I think Georgia by at least 10 between the hedges in Athens, Georgia.
All right. Well, we'll see how it goes. How about UT and Utah State?
Well, the final game of the weekend is Sunday night. On the I think on the SEC network. This is a big game for Butch Jones in Tennessee. I mean, Tennessee cannot lose this game and have any kind of chance, in my opinion, of a decent season. Now, you think, well, Utah State went to a bowl game. They're a quality opening opponent. They may not be as tough as Arkansas would be, but they're a quality opponent. Their quarterback, Chucky Keaton, I believe is his name, played as a true freshman, I remember, against Auburn, and just lit Auburn up. That was the game where we kicked an onside kick and recovered it and then went down to score. Utah State would have beaten Auburn. So, this Keaton kid is really tough. Now, he was having a good year last year, and he got injured. So, it'll be interesting to see how he's back from that injury. There's no question in my mind Tennessee's an SEC team that's Coach Jones has recruited well. They're going to be young. I mean, Tennessee's obviously a team to watch for next year and beyond because of the amount of talent Coach Jones is bringing into the program. And I think Coach Jones is a pretty good coach. So I would look, but don't be surprised if that game goes in, you know, late in the night just because Utah State is quality. Now, I think if Tennessee comes out there and really handles them and jumps on them and blows them out, I mean, that's a very good sign in my mind for Tennessee. Tennessee's receiving corps is strong. I think their running backs will be good. I would be concerned to see what their offensive line, which their whole offensive line is going to be new this year. And, again, Justin Worley, their quarterback, to me is going to have to step up and show – that, you know, he's SEC, one of the top tier SEC caliber quarterbacks, and he's a senior and he can do it. I think the Vols win that and probably win going away at the end.
Yeah. So that wraps up the week.
Yep, that's everybody of note around the conference, so we'll just have to see what kind of prognosticator.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jay, if I go like Ofer, I mean, we may have to pull my contract. What am I getting paid again? Oh, that's right. Never mind. Yeah, that's what I
double.
Yeah. Double
you're
zero.
Double zeros.
Yeah, but folks, ask yourself, when have you been entertained like this? I mean, seriously. I mean, this is not Netflix. Okay, you're not paying $9. I mean, you go to the, and that reminds me, folks, go to the website www.aufans.com. And you'll see on there somewhere on the page, I think, to the where you can enter your email address.
In fact, hopefully you're there right now. Just go and do this right now.
Yeah, right now. Go over there, put in your your email address. And Jay, tell them we're not going to send an Amway salesman to their house, are we?
No, it won't be anything like that. What you'll get is you'll get an email directly from AUFans.com, and it'll have a link in there. Well, it'll have a little blurb about that particular podcast, and then you will get you'll have a link there to go right to the podcast and listen.
And who knows, folks?
Each week.
Who knows? I mean, I may start giving, you know, like I may start out, let me just start a new tradition, a little shout out to like my nephew who's at Auburn University, Ryan Sterrett. Ryan,
oh, yeah.
You know, Ryan, go out. You got to go out and get some other Auburn students to this site. I got to have some numbers.
Bring them on.
I need numbers, Jay. Do I need
lots of numbers? That's what we want.
And I'll tell you, we might even do something, you know, Jay, like we used to do back in Vacation Bible School. You know, if you bring in the most people, you know, you get a shout out. Maybe we'll give you some kind of star or something. Nope. I don't know.
You get a piece of candy.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. So let's get some listenership this year. Mm-hmm. My brother up there in Nashville, Tom Stevens, you know, get a few people for me, brother. I mean, you could do that for me, right?
Can you help a brother?
See, that's what I'm saying, Jay. So, again, folks, we're going to make this thing exciting. I got Jay right here with me. I feel energized. I could go another, well, we won't say how much longer. I could probably blather on.
All day, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, War Eagle, everybody. Let's beat the Hogs and join us again next week. Well, we will... we'll review the Arkansas game, and we'll look forward to San Jose State coming to Auburn. So, again, from all of us here at AU Fans, Talking Tigers, War Eagle, and thanks for joining us.
War Eagle.
You've been listening to Talking Tigers Football with your host, Stan and Jay. Join us again next week for more expert commentary that might just blow your mind. So for now, so long, everybody, and War Eagle!